6th at 165. We'll have a final for you and those long-awaited team scores in our sports report during the 5 o'clock hour. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. This is WRCO FM Richland Center. The news at 5 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After Congress passed measures to extend government funding just hours before a shutdown deadline, President Biden today signing them into law. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
The legislation funds the government until mid-March, provides $100 billion in disaster relief and $30 billion in economic assistance for struggling American farmers. But it doesn't include a last-minute demand from Trump raising the debt ceiling, the limit on how much the federal government can borrow.
Tributes being laid at the site of the deadly car attack at a Christmas market in Magdeburg, Germany last night. 5 people died, more than 200 others injured when police say a man plowed into crowds. They are still working on a motive. CIA Director Bill Burns making a final visit to Ukraine before the new Trump administration is sworn in. President Zelensky posting on social media in a photo shaking hands with Burns and thanking him and the U.S. for all the assistance. This is ABC News. The city of Miami hammied it up for the holidays.
The White House historically pardons turkeys for Thanksgiving, but in South Florida around this time of year, it's a whole different animal. Pigs.
A full mayoral pardon for our lucky friends, Glinda and Elphaba, and wish them many happy, healthy years ahead.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava publicly pardoning the 2 pigs named for the leads of the musical Wicked, sparing them a possible roasting for a traditional Cuban-American Christmas feast. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
The pair will live out their days at an animal shelter near Miami. President Biden announced another $4.28 billion in student debt relief. Nearly 55,000 public service workers will have those loans forgiven as part of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The Education Department now says the total amount of student debt forgiven by the Biden administration is $180 billion. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market in Hillsboro. You may be surprised to learn that eggs are one of our top sellers at Whitaker's. The reason for that is that our eggs are fresh from a local farm. I mean really fresh. They are also organic, and not always, but sometimes you hit the mother lode and they are jumbo or even extra jumbo. And they are priced considerably lower than the statewide average of $4.49 per dozen, just $3.25. We hope to see you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. The forecast for the evening includes a low of 13 with variable clouds, Sunday partly sunny and breezy with warmer temperatures, a high of 33. Sunday night cloudy with some light snow overnight and a low of 28. Monday mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of light snow flurries during the morning, warmer still, a high of 36. Today's high was 21. We dropped quickly to the current reading. It is 9 degrees. WRCO News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks.
TC Autoworks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Autoworks for all your automotive needs. TC Autoworks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Autoworks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Autoworks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nave for WRCO News. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting a growing positivity rate for norovirus cases. According to health officials, the highly contagious virus had a positive test rate of about 19% through the last week of November. That total was nearly 10% higher than the positive rate at the beginning of November. The virus is commonly referred to as the stomach flu, and symptoms could include vomiting and diarrhea. Wisconsin's frozen road law takes effect on the weekend, it looks like, for the northern half of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation designates the region as Zone 1 and Zone 2, which includes U.S. 10 near Stevens Point, along with numbered state and federal highways north of U.S. 10. More information on overweight permits can be found on the Wisconsin DOT website by searching for oversize overweight permits. Haulers with specific questions can contact Wisconsin DOT's Oversize Overweight Permits Unit at 608-266-7320. The department also maintains an interactive map for seasonal weight restrictions, which shows the frozen roads boundaries, Class 2 roads, and posted roads. Enough became enough for the Lafarge Police Department and Vernon County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Jacob Thomas Sell, 51, of Lafarge. Sell was taken into custody Thursday morning at approximately 6:30 following a barrage of harassing, intimidating, and profane telephone calls to the Sheriff's Office Communications Center. The frequent calls over the course of several days culminated Thursday morning when Sell came to the Sheriff's Office disrupting communications and operations while staff were busy serving the community during a winter storm. Jacob Sell was booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for unlawful use of telephone, disorderly conduct, and harassment. He appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Thursday afternoon and was released on a $1,000 signature bond with the following conditions: no contact with the Village of Lafarge Police Chief unless it is an emergency, no contact with the Village of Lafarge Police Chief's personal residence, nor the Chief's family. No contact with the Village of Lafarge Police Department unless it is an emergency and only after calling 911. No contact with the Village of Lafarge Village Hall or employees except by mail or for official business. No contact with the Vernon County Sheriff's Office unless it is an emergency. Sell is allowed to contact the Sheriff's Office by mail for official business. The court specifically included dispatch and corrections in the no contact prohibition. Jacob Sell is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court on January 8th. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its November of 2024 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, showing the state remains a strong seller's market with limited inventory. The available supply is only at 3.3 months, well below the level of a balanced market. Affordability remains a challenge for first-time homebuyers who lack equity from the sale of an existing home, coupled with struggles regarding 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, which have been rising for the last 2 months. The host for the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast has been announced. The host for the 2025 breakfast will be the Schmidt Farms, located east of Richland Center on Highway 14 near Gotham. A familiar brand on Wisconsin's snowmobile trails faces an uncertain future with two plants in neighboring Minnesota suspending operations. Textron Incorporated confirmed that Articat manufacturing operations are being shut down at factories in both Thief River Falls and St. Cloud after planned production numbers for the first half of 2025 are met. The company says the closures are in response to the ongoing business conditions facing the power sports industry due to inflation increases impacting consumer demand. There have been no words indicating how many employees will be affected. In November, the company laid off 65 employees and furloughed more at its Thief River Falls location. Articat was founded in 1962 and more recently added ATVs and side-by-side UTVs to its lineup. Rhode Island-based Textron acquired Articat in 2017. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Butch Keller. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
Season's greetings to you and your loved ones. May your Christmas be filled with the sparkle of holiday lights, the joy of shared moments, and the magic of the season. As the new year approaches, we hope it's full of new dreams, exciting adventures, and all the happiness you deserve. Merry Christmas from PCP Wealth Management, CoBus & Bus, Cardinal Glass CG, and BL Signs.
Here are today's vital statistics. Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61, of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley, died Sunday at the University of Chicago Hospital following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday, December 28th at 11 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Friends may call at the church Friday, December 27th from 5 until 7, and again Saturday, December 28th from 10 until the time of the mass at 11. Memorials can be sent to the family. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Margaret M. Peggy Reddy, 61 of Spring Green, formerly of Bear Valley. Kathy M. Jeffers, 69 of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Kathy M. Jeffers, 69 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Elizabeth Edwards and Lance Cook had a daughter, Ruthie Jo. Grandparents are Amy Geishert, Mike Cook and Cheryl Marshall, Sharon Edwards, and Tom Simpson. Great-grandparents are Vern and Gloria Geishert.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We have an interesting combination of high and low pressure systems moving across the United States and Canada that's going to help pull in a lot of warmer temperatures and higher moisture from the south as we continue getting closer to Christmas. So we could have a decent amount of snow melting right before the holidays. As we head into tonight, an increase in clouds are expected. Winds are going to be relatively on the calm side. We're looking at lows dropping into the low teens for overnight lows. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy with breezy winds from the south-southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 in the afternoon. Temperatures will be a bit warmer, with highs expected to be in the low to mid-30s. Sunday night, cloudy skies with some light snow overnight expected, lows dropping into the upper 20s. Winds from the south up to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Monday's going to give us mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of light snow flurries during the morning hours. Warmer temperatures still sticking around, looking at mid-30s for highs. Winds becoming northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour later in the day. Tuesday, we're looking at mostly cloudy with light winds expected, highs in the mid-30s. Wednesday is Christmas, and we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with some light afternoon drizzles possible. Once again, highs in the mid-30s. Thursday, we are going to have more clouds than sunshine. Light drizzles and possible patchy fog are expected. We're looking at highs in the mid to upper 30s. Friday is going to be a repeat of Thursday, another day of cloudy skies and scattered light drizzle. Patchy fog possible once again, and some heavier rain could be possible later in the day. Highs are expected to be upper 30s to low 40s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradford for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 8 degrees. Yesterday's high was 31, and then we bottomed out. We fooled them. We got a lot colder than what was predicted overnight. 9 below zero here at the studios this morning. The record high, 58 in 1877. The record low, 22 below zero in 1872. Last year's high was 39, and the low, 30. Sunset will occur at 4:29 tomorrow afternoon after a sunrise of 7:31 on Sunday morning. The air is calm. The barometer is at 30.27. No precipitation today, and after a high temperature of 21, we're at 8 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. It's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
As the year ends, Meyer Oil and LP expresses their gratitude for the continued support, wishing all their customers a magical Christmas and a bright new year.
Sports Time is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee. In a moment, we'll send it out to Richland Center High School. Bill Twining has a recap on today's eventful Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament. It's all over with and the mats are rolled up. Bill has a recap next.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
The 61st Annual Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament is now complete, and for the third year in a row, Iowa Grand Highland, under Coach Ryan Allen, has won the team championship. Good battle throughout it. Turned out to be a three-team battle down the stretch. Iowa Grant Highland with 308 points. Gail Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mondoro, 294.5. And Belmont Platteville with one of its strongest performances here with 260.5 in third place. Reedsburg fourth at 216.5. Then came three teams from our area. Riverdale in fifth place, 187.5. River Valley in sixth, just ahead of Ithaca Weston, 136 for the Blackhawks, 133.5 for the co-op from Ithaca Weston in seventh place. Toma is eighth at 136.5. Richland Center ninth, 125. Baraboo in tenth place. And rounding out the scoring, Cochrane Fountain City, Cashton, Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, the Holman Varsity Reserves, Hillsboro, Westby, and River Ridge. Congratulations to Iowa Grant Highland for the team victory here today. The most valuable wrestler is a two-time champion here at the Richland Invitational, Colton Koss, wrestling at 126 for Gail Ettrick Trempolo and Melrose Mondoro. He eked out a win over former champion Ethan Hady of Richland Center. Ethan, the top seed. Koss was seeded second. And Ethan Hady managed to tie the match with a reversal at the end of regulation. But Koss, with a takedown, which is now worth 3 points in overtime, wins it 9-6, the overtime win. And that gave Colton Koss the most valuable wrestler trophy here at the tournament. Individually, we can tell you that Iowa Grant Highland and Belmont Platteville each had three champions along the way. Two each for Reedsburg, Gail Edrick-Trempolo, Melrose Bandoro, and Toma, and one champion each for Riverdale and for Baraboo. Take a look quickly at the weight classes for you. Blake Champlin of Toma wins at 106 pounds over James Schramm, a freshman from Riverdale, who places second. Freshman Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland is third, also from the area. Jackson Scheel of River Valley, fourth, and Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale, fifth, at 106. At 113, the champion, Braden Hale Toomey of Reedsburg. Second place to Declan Lambert of Cochran Fountain City from the area. Freshman Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale is third. Freshman Caden Stibbe of Richland Center, fifth. Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston is seventh. And Braden Vaca of Iowa Grand Highland, eighth, at 113. At 120, winning his fourth championship here at the Richland Invitational, just the 13th wrestler to do so, Trainer Curtin of Reedsburg, with a technical fall in the finals over Coda Purney, second-seeded, from Gail Edrick-Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro. From the area, Ashton Udelhoven, a sophomore from Boscobel, Wazika Steuben is fifth, and Wyatt McGuire, a freshman from Riverdale, sixth at 120. The champion at 126 is, as the aforementioned, most valuable wrestler, Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro. Ethan Hady of Richland Center, the runner-up. Former champ Cade Parrish of Reedsburg is third in this weight class. From the area, Treston Rennish of Riverdale, fifth. And Hayden Altman of Iowa Grand Highland, sixth at 126. 132-pound champion is a freshman, Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville. From the area, Ethan Stoll of, first of all, I should tell you that Lakota Brewer of Riverdale was a runner-up in this weight class, defeated in the finals 4-1 overtime by Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville, the champion. Ithaca Weston's Ethan Stoll was fourth, and Iowa Grand Highland's Lucas Christensen fifth. Brock Barrett of Richland Center eighth at 132. 138 pounds of champion, Peyton Oberg of Baraboo. From the area, Hunter Moe of Ithaca Weston was fourth. Aiden Bedward of Iowa Grand Highland sixth. And Kyle Wassinger of Richland Center eighth at 138. 144-pound champion is Dylan Weigel, junior from Belmont Platteville. Brody Meese of Riverdale takes third for the Chieftains. Derek Franzen is fifth for Ithaca Weston, finishing just ahead of Iowa Grand Highlands' Max Kelly and his teammate Colton Williams, who placed seventh for the co-op. At 150, Cameron Finch of Toma, the champion. Former champ Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland is the runner-up. Ty Larson of River Valley is fourth at 150. 157 titleist is Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grant Highland, who wins the championship for the second year in a row. Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley is third. Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston is fifth. Job Wetter of Boscobel sixth. And Chase McGuire of Riverdale eighth at 157. 165 goes to Jackson Bussey, a junior of Iowa Grant Highland, who wins his third championship at the Richland Tournament. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston is third, just ahead of River Valley's Hunter Ault, who places fourth, and Iowa Grand Highland's Briar Yelnick, who is sixth at 165. 175 champion Caden Davis of Belmont Platteville wins the title. Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland is third. Richland Center's Ethan Bodendine fifth at 175. 190, Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland takes the championship over Blake Brickle of River Valley, who places second. Also from the area, Mason Jelenic of Richland Center is fifth. Will Whitaker of Iowa Grand Highland, seventh. And Reed Wabshaw of Ithaca Weston, eighth at 190. The 215-pound champion is Aaron Dunnigan of GET Melrose Mindoro. Hillsboro's Ryan McCoy, highest placing for his team today, takes third at 215, followed by Iowa Grand Highland's Tucker Degenhart, who is fifth, Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, sixth, and Michael Burns, senior from Richland Center, seventh at 215. And at 285, the champion is Grant Matthews of Riverdale, wins his second title in a battle of champions. The second place goes to Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Matthews with a pin early in the third period, 4:09, the official pin time. Braden Kleppe of Richland Center is sixth, and Caden Currier of Riverdale seventh at 2:85. Repeating, the team championship for the third year in a row goes to Iowa Grand Highland at the 61st annual Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament on a day that saw Andy Spies, Justin Lambrees, Todd Gunderson, and Buck Fish inducted into the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor. For WRCO Sports, and David Wormand and Mackenzie Wormand-Shornack, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Well, today in football, Patrick Mahomes threw for 260 yards and a touchdown while running for a score on his ailing ankle, and the Chiefs took a big step towards securing the number one seed in the playoffs with a 27-19 win over the Houston Texans. Kansas City improved to 14-1 with its fourth straight win over the Texans, who fell to 9-6. C.J. Stroud had 244 yards passing with two touchdowns and two interceptions for the Texans. One of those touchdowns went to Tank Dell, who sustained a severe knee injury on the reception and had to be carted from the field. Dominic DeLuca and Tony Rojas returned interceptions for touchdowns, and Penn State toyed with mistake-prone SMU in a 38-10 victory in the opening round of the college football playoff. The sixth-seeded Nittany Lions advanced to face third-seed Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl on New Year's Eve with the win. One other game going on today in the NFL. At last word, Baltimore was leading Pittsburgh 17-7. College basketball, several games being played tonight. Marquette defeated Xavier earlier today 72-70. Also, it was a win for UConn over Butler, 78-74. North Carolina with the upset of UCLA, 76-74. The Bucks are back into action tonight after losing last night in Cleveland. They're hosting Washington. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
Down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones. So many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget, no matter their age, we have some awesome gifts for Christmas. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Our Retro Saturday on WRCO continues next with today's edition of the Backtracking Show.
On Monday, January 6, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131 extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131 extension 1516.
Welcome to the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Today we'll be going back to some melodies from December and back to the 70s and 80s once again with some chart music and headlines as well. This song in a poll was recently named a favorite Christmas song for dogs. That's right, of a survey of 1,000 people that own dogs, they said this song got the best response. Dogs don't like instrumentals or slow Christmas songs, I guess. Here's Wham on the Backtracking Show.
Last
That's Wham! On the Backtracking Show. It was on this weekend in 1986 when the Doobie Brothers reunited for a benefit in California. The performance inspired a reunion tour the next year and led to another Billboard hit and more albums and more touring through the years. The Doobie Brothers reconciled this weekend. Here's a classic cut from 1975 by the brothers. Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me on the Backtracking Show.
Now
Maxine Nightingale with a backtrack and memory, a top five tune, Get Right Back to Where We Started From. 1979, Paul McCartney and Wings played the Glasgow Apollo, where they recorded a live version of a couple of their hits. They closed the show with Mull of Kintyre, which was a big song in Europe. 1979. Also, Macca in the news a few years later, 1986, when his limo caught fire en route to a TV taping in Newcastle, England. Both he and his wife, Linda, escaped unharmed. Here is Paul McCartney and the Wings Band with Wonderful Christmas Time.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Backtracking with Paul McCartney and Wonderful Christmas Time. We'll be right back with more tunes for you.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing, became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
A&W Restaurant thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025.
Welcome back to the Backtrackin' Show, the power play for you. Movie music from 1984. The movie Romancing the Stone. Here's Eddie Grant.
Leaving your poor heart alone. Every night and every day. Gonna love the heart.
The song used in the background of the 1984 Michael Douglas Kathleen Turner movie Romancing the Stone. On WRCO Radio, backtracking with us, a former member of Fleetwood Mac out on his own, struck gold with this one in 1978. Here's Bob Welch and Sentimental Lady. Track and Show on WRCO Radio with Bob Welch. It was on this weekend in 2014, wrapping up a 28-year tradition that started in 1986. Darlene Love sang Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home on The Late Show with David Letterman for the last time. At the time, Love said she would retire the song from television as Letterman was set to retire. On the Backtrack and Show, Darlene Love.
Thank you.
There you have it, friends. Some songs and some stories from this weekend in the 70s and 80s. This is Phil Nee inviting you to stay tuned for more great memories on Those Were the Days. And thanks for joining us for the Backtracking Show. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
This Christmas, give the gift that means the most, your time. Whether it's baking cookies with the kids, calling an old friend, or just sitting together by the fire, these are the moments that become treasured memories. Let's slow down and savor the season.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
There's no place like home for the holidays. Whether it's where you live or the people who make you feel loved, this Christmas, let's celebrate the feeling of belonging and the memories that make a house a home. Merry Christmas from our hearts to yours.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
Oh no, my phone!
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Meyer Oil and LP sends warm holiday wishes to their incredible customers. Thank you for making this year a success. Here's to a joyful holiday season and a fantastic new year.
Today's forecast calls for an overnight low of 13, Sunday 33 with breezy winds and warmer temperatures, Sunday night cloudy, some light snow overnight, and a low of 28, 36 Monday with a 30% chance of light snow flurries during the morning. And then extending that forecast to Tuesday 34, Christmas Day 36 with some light afternoon drizzle. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature, the bottom has fallen out again after a daytime high of 21. We're down to 4 degrees. WRCO-FM Richland Center. Good evening. It is 6 o'clock.
CBS presents this program in color.
Spectacular WRCO. Good for life. The station that can't be overheard.
Just about set for the Solid Gold Dancer Christmas party tonight. We're running a little low on liquid refreshments. Hey. Henry, quit drinking the tree water.
My throat was getting dry, Phil.
Did you bring something for the potluck?
I brought head cheese and Triscuits.
Mm, nice. Hank, are you ready for the dance contest, are you?
No, I'm going to set this one out.
Why?
Oh, my ingrown toenail.